I was in, where was I? Seattle. Seattle on Tuesday. I love Seattle because the people remind me of who I used to want to be. Young, you know, young and hip and adventurous and smart and all of that. And I like rain, I really do. And I like grandeur, the mountains, you know, the sea. I mean, we've got interesting cloud formations in Minnesota, but we don't have the sea.
I must go down to the sea again. Yeah. The sea is what I want. Waves crashing on the shore and a fine restaurant. Yeah. With a view of the sky and the rocky coast and the line of ships processing and a dry white wine and a spinach salad with a vinaigrette dressing.
St. Paul cannot be Seattle. As it says in the limerick, a young fellow from Puget Sound moved to St. Paul and he found it was dreadfully flat and the food was old hat and the coffee improperly ground. Minnesota is very different. It's a land of herdsmen here. Even if you're in marketing or IT or radio or whatever, you're still a herdsman at heart. Whereas Seattleites are fishermen. Yes.
Hard she blows up the starboard bow. Cap on. Got him.
Seattle people live with the knowledge that they are on top of an enormous fault line, the Cascadian Fault. There was an earthquake there on Monday, but the big one is yet to come. When it does, experts say it'll be the worst natural disaster in the history of North America. And that's why people in Seattle live more intensely than the rest of us. A man walks into his bedroom at night in Seattle.
I've been waiting. What took you so long?
I felt the ground shake.
Oh, you make my ground shake. Get in here and don't make me beg.
Yes. Whereas in Minnesota, man comes to bed at night and...
So?
Yeah?
Well, is the cat in?
I didn't know she was out.
Yeah, well, I thought you said she wanted to go out.
I didn't let her out. Oh. Did you?
No.
So she's in.
Well, you're sure?
You want me to go check?
Well, not unless you might have left her out.
I just said I didn't.
Well, don't get angry about
it.
It's cold out. Just hate to think of her spending the night outdoors. I mean, she is 14 years old.
Okay, I'll go find her and make sure she's in.
Well, if you didn't let her out, then she's in.
I'll go find her.
Okay, whatever. No need to get upset about it. It's a simple thing. Either she's in or she's not.
Okay. Here, I found her. Okay, can I come to bed now?
We're herdsmen, that's who we are. People in Seattle are navigators, they're explorers.
Oh, thank God you've returned, Eric.
What?
Well, you have blood on your face.
Oh, it's only a flesh wound, my darling.
Oh.
Riding my bike home and out in the front yard was a man named Homer.
Oh.
Who is in love with you, and I had to fight him off.
Yeah, I meant to tell you about him.
Hmm?
Oh,
what?
Dear, your nose is all bent.
Oh, here, let me straighten it.
Oh.
There.
Oh, but the bone is sticking out of your left nostril.
Hmm? Oh, right. There.
Oh, wonderful. Come to bed, my darling.
Yes.
I feel the ground trembling. We have no time to waste.
Yes. That's Seattle. That's life in Seattle. People living with the knowledge that the big one could be just around the corner. Earthquake on Monday shook loose some bricks on buildings downtown, Pioneer Square, made some cracks in the pavement. The giant drill, Big Berth, that's digging a tunnel under downtown Seattle came to a stop there, and the patrons in the restaurant on top of the Space Needle got a little alarmed as it swayed and the clam chowder spilled out of the bowls. And people on the elevator were bouncing off the walls. So when I walked around in Seattle on Tuesday, you know, people were asking me about Minnesota.
So, what's it like to live there? I mean, it's cold, right?
Well, sometimes, yeah, but it's solid, you know. I mean, the ground does not shake because it's frozen,
Okay. Well, how's the coffee?
Coffee's okay.
I mean, is everyone Lutheran?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay. I know they're very earnest
people,
right?
Very earnest, a lot of sincerity.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. You find about 31% less irony in Minnesota than in Seattle.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
no.
Well, I guess I'll stay here then.
Okay, yeah. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck, and good luck to all of our friends in Seattle. We take our hats off to you living on that precarious rocky shelf that's tensing like a coiled spring. What is that? Do you feel that? Never mind. Forget about it. A salute to Seattle.